Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Just gone 10 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. Well, at some point in your life, you probably had many restless nights, sleep, tossing and turning, not happy at work due to a toxic working environment, as an example, because of your manager or boss. Now, a new book made its way onto the bookshelves in bookstores called Impossible Bosses, and I'm sure the name has already caught your attention. And to tell us more about it, we are joined by co-author Professor Vivian Levac, who is also the Deputy Vice-Chancellor of Academic at the University of the West. Western Cape. Professor Levac, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Charlton. Morning, Ian and Wayne. Lovely to be on air and to all the listeners as well.
Good morning, Professor Levac.
Now, Impossible Bosses, what is the book about and how did it come about?
The full title is actually Possible Bosses, Secret Strategies to Deal with 8 Archetypal Managers. So this book came about already in 2006. I started writing on this book when I was dealing with one of the 8 impossible bosses, Andy and I were very good friends and became what we call friend pals. And through the years, assisting each other with the kinds of managers that we were either affected by, working with, or what we observed. And so I'd invited her back then already to also reflect on what she's been experiencing and witnessing in the workplace, and we supported each other throughout this book. In 2020 happens, I said to her, Hanley, this book, the pandemic has taught us anything is to complete what you started, and I said to her, we need to finish this book. So at this stage, after 16 years, we've already grown from, you know, the middle management, senior management, executive level, and I think the timing for the book was spot on. By 2020, about October, we got Robert Craig in. He's an executive coach. And we realized that there were two sort of feedback that we gave, that we rather received from people who read our initial draft. The one was, what do I do if I encounter, and you've been speaking about toxic work environments, but oftentimes some of these 8 bosses or the impossible bosses are also bullies. So what do you do? And the second interesting comment we received was, so what if I recognize myself? How do I help myself? And that's how this book came about. And Jonathan Ball picked it up. And the rest, as they say, is history. So there are 8 of them. And I hope that the listeners are very keen to hear which these archetypal managers are.
Prof, I'm keen to know which one you reckon you are. I mean, you say, it's been 16 years in the making, and it literally saw you moving from middle management to upper management. And now, of course, you are in executive management, being the Deputy Vice Chancellor of UWC. You are now the boss. Which one do you reckon, or what type of leader would you say you are?
I'm a very participative leader, and I'm actually not an impossible boss, and I think my colleagues agree with that. So that's why we didn't include the typical leadership book around the different leadership styles that you have. That's the topic for another day. We actually chose the worst one in order to reflect as a leader, because even if you read the book, you would find yourself asking, oh my word, do I have elements of this one? And if I do, what do I do and how do I prevent becoming such an impossible boss? So it's also a good check for us, having written this, having experienced them, and having seen them across public, private sector, in the different sectors that we've been working. They're everywhere, Lee.
Prof, it's Wayne here. Question for you. I mean, you've obviously had experience with dealing with difficult bosses, and we all have had experience, particularly with the pandemic. They've got a report to shareholders, et cetera, et cetera. How do you deal with a boss that is somewhat a bully and a boss that's often forgets about the reality of what's going on around them, and all they see is numbers? They want this number, they have this number in front of them, and irrespective of what's going on around the world and the team of managers, they want that number. How do you deal with, and they micromanage you as well, how do you deal with a boss like that?
It depends on which one it is. If the way I'm listening to you now, I can recognize some of the first character, which is Masemi, the competitive control freak. So a Masemi, this is ruling by fear. I want the numbers. I'm not interested in anything else, but you know where it comes from. Lionel Richie's song was Say You, Say Me. For this kind of boss, it's Say Me, Say Me. And just a quick strategy for this kind of boss, and we've got quite a number of them actually, is really around communication. Because this kind of boss needs to be heard. This kind of impossible boss, it can really be an impossible boss for your career growth if you don't know how to deal with conflict. So just two quick strategies. So you're going to have to manage the presence of fear. So, and one of the ways in which you do it is to establish your agency. You use questions to demonstrate your strength. So you don't, when that kind of boss makes the demand, this is a very demanding boss, makes that demand, don't always just answer, but answer with a question. It's actually a very powerful technique. And then the other thing is also, you need to read the situation. Sometimes you need to bite your tongue. Don't escalate the situation. Demonstrate your willingness. So this, when you demonstrate your willingness with faith, I'm talking about say me, so you're going to have to ask questions to clarify, ask questions around the urgency of the numbers. Are the numbers the absolute? Are there any other circumstances that need to be taken into account, or are we simply talking about numbers? And that's just a quick, I mean, there's about what, eight or how many secret strategies just to deal with the one that I've now mentioned, Ms. Sammy, and we've got seven other very interesting ones in the book.
Professor, just one last question. Does the book give tips on how to gain control of your career and navigate some of those really tricky situations?
Yes, we do. Besides the understanding the characters and the, in a sense, psychological makeup, what to do, the secret strategies, we also look at your career growth. Because oftentimes in organizations, there's two things very briefly that happen. Say, if you're not careful, they can put what we call glass cages around you. You're not going to, it's not about the glass ceiling, it's about not even seeing that cage around you. And sometimes invisible ladders that trap you up. So we do deal in the book with what are my options, when do you stay, what you consider when you decide to stay, besides the coping strategies in the sense that we mentioned. And then when do you leave? Because sometimes you leave. I left a Miss Amy, or it was a Mr. Amy in my case. And we're very grateful for all our impossible bosses, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have grown and we wouldn't have learned what not to do when we became the executives or the leaders.
Yes.
Now, Professor, there is a book launch taking place tomorrow, Yankebeke, Port Elizabeth. Where and also, how can folk get hold of the book?
The book is available actually at all bookstores, exclusive. I know Fogarty's will be running the launch from the book sales perspective tomorrow. It will be at the Nelson Mandela Business School, 2nd Avenue, the auditorium. And I know that seating is limited, but I'm sure Leanne Barsi will not bite my head off if I say it. If people really want to come, they can email leanne.barsi@mandela.ac.za. And we're looking forward to people using the book. And also, it's Women's Month. Buy a book for your woman colleague or your woman boss.
Professor Vivian Levac, co-author of Impossible Bosses. Thank you for joining us on the show this morning, and wishing you all the best with the book and the like, Vivian.
Thank you. See you at the launch.
Will do.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks,
everyone.
Prof. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.